Thank you, all our doctors.
Thank you, all our nurses.
Thank you, all our paramedics.
Thank you, all our police force.
Thank you, all our frontline workers.
मुद्दे लाख बुरा चाहे तो क्या होता है और वो ही होता है जो मंजूरे खुदा होता है. गुड मॉर्निंग एवरीवन और नमस्ते नमस्कार सीताराम और अस्सलामु अलैकुम एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चोर्स एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस. जहां कहीं आप मौजूद हो अपनी कामों से जरा सी मुहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए. और ए बहारे बाग अरुणिया चंद रोज देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज और ए मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर इस सलामे है बसेरा चंद रोज.
Saram Sat Sri Akal Jai Guru Datta. Sai Ram, Assalamu Alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Mubarak. And to all those who are listening and will be observing the fast during this blessed and holy month, may Allah grant you the strength and the health and the patience and all that it needs to get us through this blessed and holy month. Once again, you're listening to Shabnam Radio. Welcome, welcome everybody. And what a program we have lined up for you. We will be speaking to Brother Usman and the president of the Imdadul Islamic Jamaat coming up in a little bit. So stay with us. Stay with us as we bring you those interviews and short talks. We are here to keep you company, so please we ask you to spread the word, shabnamradio.com. We are up and running, and I'd have to double check to see if the telephone numbers are back up and running also. So we welcome you to Shabnam Radio.
To ShabnamRadio.com, streaming your culture 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with your host Richard Aziz.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. with customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center. Two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week. For all your catering needs, dining, takeout, or just hanging out, Cabana Restaurant and Lounge, now open at 1590 Dundas Street East in Mississauga. Call 905-232-2003. Remember, they can handle big or small events at that location. Or off-site catering. Call now, Cabana Restaurant and Lounge, 905-232-2003.
Charlie's at Morningside and Shepherd, proudly serving our vibrant community with Charlie's West Indian Foods and Charlie's Caribbean Cuisine. Over the years, Charlie's West Indian Food have been serving us with quality fresh produce coming in weekly. Whether it's poultry, fish, fresh fruits or vegetables, you can be assured that you can find it at Charlie's. In their clean and well-stocked environment is where everyone goes to find that hard-to-find item from back home. And their restaurant, Charlie's Caribbean Cuisine, where specialized cook prepare fresh daily West Indian Chinese with all your favorite dishes, traditional curries, provision, roti, and many other dishes to choose from. And you must drop by and taste their weekend breakfast. For all your catering needs, call them at 416-282-8608. And of course, Charlie's West Indian Food, 416-283-1441. On behalf of the management and staff at Charlie's West Indian Food and Charlie's Caribbean Cuisine, they thank you for the business.
कितना प्यार करते हैं तुम्हें सनम मेरे दिल से पूछ लो
The voice of Jameer Hussain in the background, and we want to extend a warm welcome to each and every one of you joining us today. And again, Ramadan Mubarak to all who would be observing this blessed and holy month of Ramadan. Under different circumstances now, as COVID-19, I'm trying to do something that I couldn't get information, but I have a sister on the line. I'll try to bring her up very quickly. Assalamu alaikum, Mom. How are you?
Walaikum salam, Richard. How you do?
Alhamdulillah. Well, I ran a little late, so while it was 1 o'clock, I was just pulling into the studio, and my dear auntie here called and extended condolences to my family regarding the passing of my sister. But last week, I mentioned, those of you who were listening, about the passing of a sister who went in to do knee surgery. And I didn't get the details, but it was this sister's daughter. So I thought she wanted to give us information, but couldn't get it by email, and I was running late. So I thought I would have to squeeze this in to make sure. So first of all, Mom, extending to you my condolences, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the highest place in Jannah. And please accept our sympathies here on Shabnam Radio.
Yes, yes.
And if you could share with us the details. She passed on Friday.
Yes, Friday, yes. Friday afternoon.
And she went in for originally...
Thursday she went in. Because she fell down, and then the family Ram and Zubida cares, and then Friday morning, I talked to her. I tell her, she's going to get it set. I said, okay, God, Allah, God bless you. And I'm going to do it for you. But like she knows she's not going to come home because she got to tell her granddaughter, are you not going to see me anymore? She daughter in Seattle, she granddaughter in Shahana.
And it must be difficult as a mother to lose someone. So she went for surgery and never recovered from the anesthetic, right?
Yes, she recovered from it, and after that she passed away. I don't know if she had give out or with the anesthetic, you know, I don't know. Because we can't go to the hospital, nobody, you know, but we got the janaza, we left for the janaza.
Well, again, I wanted to extend our condolences, and Paula had called while the janaza was being read. But we can get all the details. I never got back. But I wanted to let our listeners know that the family are so grateful to so many who called and reach out to them. And again, I would like to dedicate 10 minutes of Quranic recitation in her loving memory today.
Okay.
And may Allah grant you, Mom, the strength to accept this great loss.
Okay.
And again, if you could tell us her name and the children and whoever she left to mourn.
Well, she daughter name Siada, and she granddaughter name Shahana. That is my great granddaughter Siada, and Shahana is my great grand. So she left them two in charge. She husband, he got stroke, and he can't get the food or nothing. They got to cleany, baby, everything free, you know. That was her duty to do, but she left everything on them, you know. But me, Allah grant, she got to straight to heaven, because they made the heaven door open for she. She very good, Richard, my son, my daughter, nobody can, something happened to them. She was there for them. Every the whole building where we live, even the manager, Iqbal from India, how he's sorry for her. He said, Farida, my heart goes to you. Look what happened to you. But you're gone straight to heaven. So Allah
knows
the best.
Allah knows best. Indeed.
And Allah bless the sister. And may Allah grant favor to your mother and your father, your sister. May Allah show a blessing by you. Because I see you this morning on TV and the man get the work for all you too. You know, Allah bless it. Bless it. Your program and everything, every man, they made a start. When we see what they made, Allah say, Allah bless Richard program, everything. Okay,
thank
let me keep
Mom.
The time. Thank you very much.
So
Allah
stay on the line because I know you don't have the radio. It's not working.
Well, I got the radio, but my Ram got to come check it out.
Okay,
with
so stay on the line and let's listen together.
All right,
as we dedicate this 10 minutes Quranic recitation with English translation in memory of our late Sister Farida, and may Allah accept our duas that she would be granted the highest place in Jannah. And to you, Mom, again, our condolences go to you.
Okay, thank you, Rita. Allah bless you. Allah bless you.
Okay.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah,
the Beneficent, the Merciful.
طَهَا مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى إِلَّا تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى تَنزِيلًا مِّمَّنْ خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ الْعُلَى الرَّحْمَنُ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ اسْتَوَى لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى اللَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى
طَهَا. We have not revealed unto thee, Muhammad, this Quran that thou shouldst be distressed, but as a reminder unto him who feareth, a revelation from him who created the earth and the high heavens, the Beneficent One who is established on the throne, and to him belongeth whatsoever is in the heavens, and whatsoever is in the earth, and whatsoever is between them, and whatsoever is beneath the sod. And if thou speakest aloud, then lo, he knoweth the secret thought and that which is yet more hidden. Allah, there's no God save him. His are the most beautiful names.
وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى إِذْ رَأَى نَارًا فَقَالَ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُثُوا إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا لَعَلِّي آتِيكُم مِّنْهَا بِقَبَسٍ أَوْ أَجِدُ عَلَى النَّارِ هُدًى فَلَمَّا أَتَاهَا نُودِيَ يَا مُوسَى إِنِّي أَنَا رَبُّكَ فَاخْلَعْ نَعْلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوًى.
Had there come unto thee the story of Moses, when he saw a fire and said unto his folk, Wait, lo, I see a fire afar off. Peradventure I may bring you a brand therefrom, or may find guidance at the fire. And when he reached it, he was called by name, O Moses, lo, I am thy Lord. So take off thy shoes, for lo, thou art in the holy valley of Tuah.
وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ أَكَادُ أُخْفِيهَا لِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا تَسْعَى فَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكَ عنها من لا يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فتردى.
And I have chosen thee, so hearken unto that which is inspired. Lo, I am Allah. There's no God save me, so serve me and establish worship for my remembrance. Lo, the hour is surely coming, but I will, to keep it hidden, that every soul may be rewarded for that which it striveth to achieve. Therefore, let not him turn thee aside from the thought of it, who believeth not therein, but followeth his own desire, lest thou perish.
وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّأُ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَى غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى قَالَ أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَى فَأَلْقَاهَا فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى قَالَ خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ سَنُعِيدُهَا سِيرَتَهَا الْأُولَى وَاضْمُمْ يَدَكَ إِلَى جَنَاحِكَ تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ إن آية أخرى لنريك من آياتنا الكبرى اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى.
And what is that in thy right hand, O Moses? He said, This is my staff, whereon I lean, and wherewith I beat down branches for my sheep, and wherein I find other uses. He said, Cast it down, O Moses. So he cast it down, and lo, it was a serpent gliding. He said, Grasp it, and fear not, we shall return it to its former state. And thrust thy hand within thine armpit, it will come forth white without hurt. That will be another token, that we may show thee some of our greater portents. Go thou unto Pharaoh. Lo, he hath transgressed the bounds.
قال رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي واجعل لي وزيرا من أهلي هارون أخي اشدد به أزري وأشركه في أمري كي نسبحك كثيرا ونذكرك كثيرا إنك كنت بنا بصيرا قال قد أوتيت سؤلك يا موسى.
Moses said, My Lord, relieve my mind and ease my task for me, and loosen not from my tongue, that they may understand my saying. Appoint for me a henchman from my folk, Aaron, my brother. Confirm my strength with him, and let him share my task, that we may glorify thee much, and much remember thee. Lo, thou art ever seeing us. He said, Thou art granted thy request, O Moses.
وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى إِذْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ مَا يُوحَى أَنِ اقْذِفِيهِ فِي التَّابُوتِ فَاقْذِفِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ فَلْيُلْقِهِ الْيَمُّ بِالسَّاحِلِ فليلقه اليم بالساحل يأخذه عدو لي وعدو له وألقيت عليك محبة مني ولتصنع على عيني إذ تمشي أختك فتقول هل أدلكم على من يكفله فرجعناك إلى أمك كي تقر عينها ولا تحزن وقتلت نفسا فنجيناك من الغم وفتناك فتونا فلبثت سنين في أهل مدين ثم جئت على قدري يا موسى.
And indeed, another time already we have shown thee favor, when we inspired in thy mother that which is inspired, saying, Throw him into the ark, and throw it into the river, then the river shall throw it onto the bank, and there an enemy to me, and an enemy to him shall take him, and I endued thee with love from me, that thou mightest be trained according to my will. When thy sister went and said, Shall I show you one who will nurse him? And we restored thee to thy mother, that her eyes might be refreshed and might not sorrow. And thou didst kill a man, and we delivered thee from great distress, and tried thee with a heavy trial. And thou didst tarry years among the folk of Midian. Then camest thou hither by my providence, O Moses.
واصطنعتك لنفسي اذهب أنت وأخوك بآياتي ولا تنيا في ذكري اذهبا إلى فرعون إنه طغى فقولا له قولا لينا لعله يتذكر أو يخشى قالا ربنا إننا نخاف أن يفرط علينا أو أن يطغى قال لا تخافا إنني معكما أسمع وأرى
And I have attached thee to myself. Go thou and thy brother with my tokens, and be not faint in remembrance of me. Go both of you unto Pharaoh, lo, he hath transgressed the bounds, and speak unto him a gentle word, that peradventure he may heed or fear. They said, Our Lord, lo, we fear that he may be beforehand with us, or that he may play the tyrant. He said, Fear not, lo, I am with you twain, hearing and seeing.
Shabnam Radio, we are 770 WTOR. My name is Richard Aziz, and again, we are here until 3 o'clock, and that 10 minutes Quranic recitation was in loving memory of our dear sister who we lost on Friday, and I hope it could bring some comfort to the family, especially her mother, who was on the line earlier. From Allah we come, and to Him is our eventual return indeed. Stay tuned. When we come back, we'll be speaking to members of the Imdadul Islamic Jamaat, as they will be joining me in a few short moments.
कोविड 19 फैलने से रोके ये जानलेवा हो सकता है यही है कुछ करने का मौका कोविड 19 को फैलने से रोकने के लिए सभी को अपनी जिम्मेदारी निभानी चाहिए घर पर रहें बहुत जरूरी होने पर ही बाहर जाएं इसका मतलब है कि किराने का सामान दवाओं चिकित्सक से मिलने के लिए या अगर आप अति आवश्यक सेवा प्रदान करते हैं अपनी और दूसरों की रक्षा करें घर पर रहें जानकारी के लिए ontario.ca/coronavirus पर जाएं ontario सरकार द्वारा भुगतान किया गया
770 WTR. Remember, guys, you could catch us now at www.shabnamradio.com. We want to extend a warm welcome to our worldwide audience, Trinidad and Tobago, Guyana, we know is locked down, and also New York, New Jersey. Hello and welcome. Wayne Siwa and company, we extend to you a warm welcome. Right now, however, we'd like to welcome the president of the Imdadul Islamic Jamaat, Haji Harun Sharif, to bring us a message as we welcome and embrace the blessed and holy month of Ramadan. Welcome, Haji. How are you, Prezi?
Alhamdulillah.
Well, again, Ramadan Mubarak to you. And of course, I know you're all set for another beautiful month. And, you know, it's a blessing when we have to get up, and especially you and the volunteers at this Jamaat. You go through so much preparation, but things are a little bit different. So again, welcome, and I know you have a message, so go right ahead.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to Ramadan Kareem, the most holiest month in the Muslim calendar. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family. On behalf of myself, President Harun Sharif of the Imdadul Islamic Center and executive member, I take this opportunity in extend Ramadan Kareem to all my brothers and sisters, especially to the Muslim community of GTA and beyond. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fast, our prayer, dua, and may He bring peace, tranquility, patience, happiness, spirituality for all of us. Ameen. Ramadan this year will be quite different because of the COVID-19. And we have to abide with the law of the country and the entire world for protection of this deadly disease. Imdadul Islamic Center of 26 LePage Court has prepared many programs, and you can view from the website, Facebook, radio, and television as well. I therefore humbly ask desperately with love, honesty, understanding, charitable organization, needs financial help to facilitate our monthly maintenance to defray our expense and our project to complete the annex building. So please donate generously on this holy month of Ramadan. Your donation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will give to you on this glorious month manifold increase to whom He wishes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has boundless knowledge. Those who spend their wealth in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have nothing to fear or to regret. Please call 416-636-0044 to donate to the Indabul Islamic Center. I, the President, Brother Harun Sharif from the Indabul Islamic Center. Thank you so much. May As-salam. Allah reward you.
Thank you, Brother Harun. Assalamu alaikum. And again, a beautiful, beautiful message. There are expenses that we have to keep the lights on. And as you know, the Imdad has started a very ambitious project with the annex. And again, during this month, we ask you, normally who would have gone to the masjid and make their contribution, please, you can still do so. And you can find out how by calling 416-636-0044. Easy number, 636-0044. Again, President Harun Sharif, thank you, and Ramadan Mubarak to you and the Jamaat at the Imdadul Islamic Youth Center.
And thank you, my brother, and may Allah bless you, and enjoy yourself for this Ramadan, and pray to Almighty Allah that this virus will be vanished away.
Ameen.
Thank you so much. May Allah bless you.
Ameen, ameen. I believe coming up next would be our dear brother, no stranger to the program, Brother Usman.
Thank you, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Mamu.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much for affording us this opportunity. I want to bring greetings to all your listeners. Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Kareem. May Allah bless you and your family and keep you all in good health during this month of Ramadan. Richard, as you know, this is going to be a different Ramadan. We are accustomed to our congregants to be together and to celebrate Ramadan with congregation and with big iftar and so on. But because of COVID-19, we have to confine ourselves to our homes because we have to abide by the stipulations of the government and the medical team that is responsible for this preparations of COVID-19. So Imdadul Center will miss the interactions with all our brothers and sisters, but we have done lots of programs that we will put on our website, so the members could go on our website and see all the programs that we're having and tune into it so that we can have those programs still reach all our congregants. Those programs will be live on Facebook and YouTube and Zoom meeting, as well as on your radio like we're doing here today, and on your TV. Inshallah, next week we'll have a portion of your TV program to bring to our listeners, to bring to our viewers, all the programs that we are having that is going to be done by social media instead, because we are unable to come to the mosque and for Ramadan. So we're bringing this to your homes and to your offices and to your places of residence. Having said that, I want to tell you that whatever it is that we are undergoing, it's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He has given us tests from time to time to let us reflect on our own selves. So this is a test from Him, but Ramadan is a blessing for all of us. So in the month of Ramadan, as you know, the Quran was revealed, so it's important that whatever little you know, you can read at home, in your chambers with your family. You can break fast at home. You can have sahur at home. But you will be with your family. And it's important that you remember that the Quran was revealed in this month as a blessing for us. So we have to recite a little bit whatever we know. If we don't know anything at all, you can tune into these programs and listen to the recitation by our Hafiz and our Qari, because not only will you get blessings from reciting, you get blessings from listening as well. So if you are unable to read yourself, then listening to these programs will give you blessings, because it's important that we reflect that the Quran was revealed in this month, and therefore we have to, and it was revealed to mankind as a savior to mankind, as a guide to mankind. So we need to reflect and ponder on the Quran and its wisdom and all the meaning that it has for our salvation. But Brother Richard, I want to tell you that this is emotional time for us, because we look forward to when the seniors come to our mosque, that we greet them and we extend our love and affection for them.
I can imagine, brother. You know, just insert here, when I listen to the President Haji Haroon, you know, it gives me that feeling, remembered back in the day in Trinidad, when we would hear a Quran Sharif and or Maulud function. He reminded me so much of that. And I could hear the emotion in your voice, because a lot goes in. And we look so forward. And thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are here to witness yet another Ramadan. While it might be different, we are here, still here to at least earn the blessings of this month. So,
and we want to tell them not to despair, that we are here. We're not physically together, but we're here with our hearts. Right? We're here connecting with our hearts. And that we'll reach out to the seniors at their homes to make sure that they have everything. And whatever we can do for you, remember, 24/7, you can call us. You can call the masjid at 636-0044 and tell us what you need and let us know how we can help you. Because it's a difficult time for you.
And what is the website, brother?
So here's how you can reach us. You can call into the masjid, or you can go to our website at imdadulcenter.com. And if you want to make a donation, you can also do it online at imdadulcenter.com at our website. Or you can drop off at the Imdadul Center at 26 LePage Court. Or you can phone the mosque and tell us what you need or what donation you want to make. All the sadaqah, zakat, and fitra or donations will be followed by a tax deductible receipt. Inshallah, later on we'll tell you how we can make it easier for you to make your donations. But right now, you can go to our website at imdadulcenter.com and make your donations or your zakat or your fitra. Remember, it's important that you know that we have to take care of the less fortunate. So zakat is our part of our duty during this month of Ramadan. Although we are going to be involved in our prayers and fasting and reading of Quran, zakat is an important part of your duty during this month of Ramadan to make sure that the less fortunate are taken care of. So please, my dear brothers and sisters, you know the criteria for zakat, and you know how important it is that when you read your namaz and you give your zakat, what a blessing it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you and will increase your wealth when you give to the poor. So we are going to make sure that, like all the Ramadans, that we give money to the poor in our community, we take care of the poor, we take care of our elders, we take care of the seniors, and we have to make sure that we also take care of the less fortunate. So my dear brothers and sisters, we'll continue to give to distribute zakat to the less fortunate, and we're asking, if you want to give your zakat, you can do so online, or you can drop off your check at imdadulcenter.com. We have a mailbox at the mosque, or there we'll advise you maybe later on how we can have a few days where keeping safe distance, we can able to receive your donations and give you a tax deductible receipt. So, Brother Richard,
Before you leave, I just wanted to let our listeners, our non-Muslim brothers and sisters, understand what zakat is. Now, they're asking if, because those money would be distributed to the less fortunate. It's not as if that is what is going to be part of the maintenance for the masjid, etc.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So most Muslim would understand that. For those of you who don't understand, it's not as if you're hearing, they're asking and making an appeal. These funds will be cascaded down to the less fortunate. So I just wanted to clear that and explain.
Absolutely, yes. Your zakat money will be distributed to the poor and the needy. It's not for us. It's... And if I give zakat myself, I have to make sure that that zakat is geared to the poor and needy. So it's not to do, it's nothing to do with the maintenance of the mosque or donations to the mosque. That's a different donation. That donation will be stipulated and will be chartered to, for the poor and the needy. Also, my dear brothers and sisters, your fitrah. Your fitrah is important before the end of fasting, that you must give your fitrah. This is for the poor Jew, right? And this is also important. So these are the things that we have to do in Ramadan. And we thank you for listening to us. And we urge you to go onto our website and log into the programs that we have. And we ask you to be safe. And we are going to be praying during this month of Ramadan for all humanity, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on us and relieve us from this pandemic that is affecting us. And Richard, I want to tell you that you have been instrumental in giving the community, giving programs to the community that's important. And we thank you for this opportunity of giving us this opportunity to reach our community. And we look forward for your TV program to be airing most of our activities at the Imdad Center. Once again, to you and your family, Ramadan Mubarak, and to all the brothers and sisters, Ramadan Mubarak, and to the brothers and sisters in humanity, may the peace and blessings of God Almighty be with each and every one of you. Please stay safe and protect yourself and your family from these very difficult times.
Thank you very much, Brother Usman. And again, this segment is brought to you through the kind compliments of the Imdadul Islamic Jamaat. Remember, they are located at 26 LePage Court. The telephone number, and I would repeat it again later in the program, it's 416-636-0044. 636-0044. The website, www.imdadulcenter.com. And you can also find them on Facebook. And you know, they are a youth arm of the Imdad. They are very, very active and ready. You would find a lot of stuff coming on there. Zoom, and of course via Facebook, they would notify you, and of course all social media platform, Instagram and whatnot. So those brothers and the young volunteers, the brothers and sisters, we want to thank them. And again, we are depending on the youth to navigate us through the social media platform, and you would be getting a lot of programs. So don't forget, for more information or any questions, you know, Brother Usman, him and his family, let me tell you, when you go to the masjid for their Easter food fair, or after Eid Salah, the joy, the happiness, you would see them running down people and, hey, hey, come hold us, and running to the children, giving them money. You see everybody walking over with a case of solo or bag, and it's such a positive and wonderful environment. And that is why I'm sure, even for the iftar, feeding everybody and the preparation of the meal, Brother Roy and the others, I know how it's different right now. It doesn't feel that way as it should or would be. But Allah knows best. Alhamdulillah, we are here. As we continue to navigate through this, we will be bringing you programs. I want to say thank you again to the Imdadul for stepping up to support us here on the program. And, you know, we have lost most of our advertisers. Pretty much we have about one or two. And this is other ways in which the community is coming forward to join with us and partner with us as we bring creative programming. And especially during this month, with our sponsors, we are going to commit, inshallah, to continue bringing programs like this. I'd like to present a short talk, compliments the Imdadul Islamic Center, again at 26 LePage Court. And this program like this, we would continue to bring you. And want again thank the President Haji Harun Sharif and members of the executive for joining me so we can do this type of programming. Let's go straight to this one. And it's a lot of information you could learn, some new stuff. And again, if you could learn and pass on so others would understand what is the Tarawih prayer about.
So realize that Tarawih is the name given to the Qiyamul Layl or to the Salat al-Tahajjud during the night of Ramadan. So when we say Tahajjud or when we say Qiyamul Layl, this is the night prayer. And the night prayer is the night prayer that is done any time from Salat al-Isha up until before Salat al-Fajr. And the night prayer or the Qiyamul Layl or the Tahajjud is one of the most blessed prayers after the fard prayer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in particular to pray the tahajjud prayer. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. The maqam al-mahmood, the highest maqam, is linked to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praying the night prayer. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ, and during the night, فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ, pray the tahajjud prayer. نَافِلَةً لَكْ, it is enough, it's not a wajib, it is something that is supererogatory, it's not obligatory on you. By the way, some ulama did say that it was obligatory for our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam only and not for the rest of us. And so when Allah is saying nafila, He is not intending that for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam it is nafil. Some ulama said that it is wajib for our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam only because Allah says قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, stand for the night except for a little bit of the night when you sleep in. The point being, Tarawih is tahajjud in Ramadan. Tarawih is Qiyamul Layl in Ramadan. When we do the nightly prayers in this blessed month, it is called Tarawih. And the concept of Qiyamul Layl or Tahajjud is something that we should all familiarize ourselves with because all of the blessings of Tahajjud apply to Tarawih as well. And in one hadith, our Prophet ﷺ said it is a Hasan or authentic hadith, عَلَيْكُمْ بِقِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ, I command you to pray, or meaning I encourage you to pray at night, فَإِنَّهُ دَأْبُ الصَّالِحِينَ قَبْلَكُمْ, because it was the custom of the righteous peoples before you. So it was the custom, number one, of the righteous peoples before us. Number two, وَقُرْبَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ, and it is something that will bring you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, وَمُكَفِّرَةٌ لِلسَّيِّئَاتِ, it forgives the evil deeds, it expiates the evil deeds. And number four, وَمَنْهَاتٌ عَنِ الْإِثْمِ, and it prevents you from doing other sin. When you pray tahajjud, automatically it acts as a barrier from doing other evil deeds. So four beautiful blessings are mentioned for salat al-tahajjud. Number one, it is the custom of the righteous before and after. You want to be from the elite, you want to be from the salihin, you want to be from the creme de la creme, you want to get an A in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it must come with salat al-tahajjud. And number two, it brings you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, it forgives your past sins. And number four, it is going to be a barrier between you and other sins. And in the hadith in Tirmidhi, the famous hadith, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described some beautiful places in Jannah that are so beautiful that the palaces are made out of glass or they're made out of crystal that you can see inside and outside. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, who are those beautiful places, the highest, the ghuraf meant for? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi وسلم said, لمن أطاب الكلام وأطعم الطعام وأدام الصيام وصلى بالليل والناس نيام. To those who do four things, who speak well all the time, they're not vulgar, they're not evil, and they give food to the hungry, and they fast, and they pray at night when people are asleep. So this is some of the many, many blessings of Qiyamul Layl. But in Ramadan, Qiyamul Layl takes on the highest status. Why? Many reasons. Of them, the famous hadith that we all hear, and Ramadan is around the corner, so let's refresh ourselves with it. It is muttafaq ali, Bukhari and Muslim. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever fasts Ramadan, iman and wahtisaban, all of his past sins are forgiven. And whoever stands at night of Ramadan, وَمَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ, and the qiyam here means praying tarawih, the qiyam here means praying tahajjud in the nights of Ramadan. So whoever prays in the nights of Ramadan extra prayer, that's Taraweeh. Whoever prays that Qiyam, all of his previous sins are going to be forgiven. Therefore, dear Muslims, Taraweeh is no joke. Taraweeh guarantees, if you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a forgiveness of all of the previous sins that you have done. It is one of the main mechanisms to forgive all of our sins. So let us make it a niyyah from now, every one of us, that unless we have an excuse, we are sick, or our sisters, they might have that time of the month. Otherwise, other than that, let us make it the intention that every single night of this month that is going to come, without exception, we shall do some extra nafil, extra prayers that we typically don't do, and that is the name given to Salat al-Taraweeh. Now, who instituted Taraweeh? Where did it begin? It is narrated in the authentic books of Hadith and Sahih Bukhari and others that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam one night in the nights of Taraweeh, he prayed in the masjid on his own. There was no institutionalized Taraweeh. He prayed on his own, and some people were also praying. And so when they saw him pray, they prayed behind him. It was not announced. It was not something that the call came out, the adhan was given. No, he happened to be praying tahajjud, qiyamul layl. The people behind him saw him pray, and so they just decided to join. News spread the next day, and more than double, it is said, the people came. So the masjid was very much full. And when the Prophet ﷺ came out to pray, and he prayed the Qiyamul Layl, so the people behind him also prayed. Then on the third night, the news spread across the whole city, and the masjid was jam-packed. The masjid was full of people. Then the Prophet ﷺ did not come. And the whole night went, and he did not come. Then he came out at Fajr, and the masjid was still there. And he said to them, I knew you were here. I wasn't sleeping. I was praying tahajjud at home. I knew you were here. But the only reason I did not come out and lead you was I was worried that it might become obligatory. I was worried that either Allah Azza wa Jalla would make it obligatory, and then it would have been difficult for you, or some other people would assume that it's obligatory. So as a rahmah for you, as a mercy for you, I did not come out and pray. And that was the last Ramadan of his life, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he passed away. And therefore, the concept or the institution of praying was just established, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يعني caused him to come back to himself. Then during the time of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, nothing happened. The people would just pray in the masjid on their own. During the first year of Umar's time as well, it is said that that would happen. Perhaps in the second year, some say in the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, that it is reported in the Sahih Bukhari from Abdurrahman ibn Zayd al-Qari, that he said, one night, myself and Umar ibn al-Khattab, we walked outside, and it was one of the nights of Ramadan, and we went to the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we saw groups of people praying on their own or in small jama'at. Somebody's praying on his own, somebody's praying with one imam, somebody's praying with a small group, and they're all in the masjid, helter-skelter, split up. And so Umar ibn al-Khattab said, I feel that we should combine all of these people upon one qari. And he then decided to choose Ubay ibn Ka'b, who was one of the main Qurra. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever wants to learn the Quran, let him learn from one of four. And number one on the list was Ubay ibn Ka'b. So Ubay ibn Ka'b is considered to be the Qari of the Sahaba. And many blessings are mentioned about Ubay. I have a life story about Ubay. You can listen to him. Listen to that online. And then the next night, Ubay was leading, and the entire congregation was in one jama'ah. Now, this is the first year. Eventually, books of history mention to us that Umar ibn Khattab would appoint two imams for the men, and they would alternate back and forth. And then he would also eventually, when the sisters could not hear, so then he appointed an imam for the sisters. Remember, there's no microphone, there's no, you know, loudspeaker, so the sisters are all in the back, they cannot hear. So he appointed another imam for them. And for the men, he would also have alternating, you know, either one day, or some say some rak'at over here. And when he instituted Taraweeh, he instituted it upon what the Prophet ﷺ himself used to do, as Aisha says, that he never prayed more than 11 rak'at a night. And so it was 8 rak'ah of Taraweeh and then 3 rak'ah of witr, that is a total of 11. However, towards the end of his khilafah, after a few years, because Umar al-Khattab was the khalifa for 10 solid years, remember. And so